sitting comfortably erect, just be present for this moment. Being with the now. We usually are creating a story that puts us into imagining the past or the future. But just practice being present now. Of course, one thing we can be certain of is that whatever we're experiencing as a sensation is definitely in the now. Use the sensation of breathing as your preferred point of reference. Very important to be very committed to bringing attention to the sensation of breathing. First, the totality of the in-breath from the beginning through the middle to the end. And repeating that, beginning, middle, and end of sensations as you breathe out. This is a core part of our practice. Reclaiming the now with the sensation of breathing or other sensations in the body. Reclaiming it from all the thoughts, plans, regrets, fantasies. Just be now. Use this meditation period to become more and more adept at recognizing how often the mind traps us into the past and the future, and the kind of tension that comes with that. The tension of wanting, the tension of not wanting. Investigating the sensation of breathing is just being. Whether that being is pleasant or unpleasant, it is real. It is being alive and worthy of cultivating. You might also be able to notice that your attention rapidly alternates between breath awareness, which is now, and some sort of internal narrative commentary. Commentary sometimes is just simply observing, simply noticing what's happening here and now, putting names on sensational experiences, moods, quality of attention. And then there are times when the narrative has been fascinated by a story that emerges out of the past and is projected into the future. Our practice is to be able to observe all of these phenomena with equanimity, with non-attachment, just simply noticing. This is the experience of being alive. Mindfulness of breathing is present moment awareness. This is the foundation for all of our practice. From this perspective, we can practice investigating what the mind creates, the kind of self that's created, stresses and confusion that are associated with this creation, the wanting and the not wanting, our practice is not to get rid of this experience, it's to understand it through the perspective of wisdom, through direct understanding of the transitory nature of each moment of subjective experience. Mindfulness of breathing is a gift, but as with many gifts, some assembly is required, some training. The training is based on diligence. The word is atapi in Pali. Sincere, dedicated intention to persist in paying attention to the breath, noticing and disregarding the storylines, the commentary, the craving. Just being with the breath here and now. Your attention wanders. Is it captured by memories of the past or projected expectations into the future? As soon as you're aware of this, dedicate most of your attention, as much as possible, back to investigating the sensation of breathing thoroughly. All of the sensation of the in-breath and all of the sensation of the out-breath. sensation of breathing is beneficial because it is certainly here and now, not from the past or projected into the future. Sensation of breathing is also neutral in its feeling tone. So you have to decide to pay attention to it. All the sensations in the body, including the sensation of hearing and smelling and tasting, are all in the here and now. The ones that draw attention are almost always unpleasant when you're meditating. They're also here and now. It's useful to practice being aware of body sensations. Just noticing what they are as being different from what the mind comments about them, how the mind describes them, reacts to them. I find it useful to notice the sensation of breathing around the rim of the nostrils, but also sensations in the periphery of that. Sensations in the form of the nose, the bridge of the nose, the sides of the nose. What sensations can be noticed there? The upper lip. The lips are densely packed with sensational neurons. See if you can notice any sensations in the upper or lower lips, also here and now, also mostly neutral. So you have to decide to investigate and discover them. This is good practice. breathing is a gift with many benefits. Keeps us alive. It also helps us stay present. We don't have to practice breathing to stay alive, but we do have to practice paying attention to the breath carefully, persistently, in order to really be present for other gifts that life brings us. process of breathing keeps us alive. Paying careful attention to the breath, persistently, over time, significantly enhances our sensitivity to this aliveness here and now. Oxygen is a fuel that travels through the body that enlivens all the cells of the body, particularly the cells of sensitivity. The sensitivity that allows us to be presently aware of how the limbs of the body are arranged. How the body moves ever so slightly every time you breathe in and breathe out. Not just the chest and the abdomen, but also the shoulders, the arms, the hands. The pelvis rocks ever so slightly. And it's even possible, when you're very sensitive, to notice subtle changes in the movement of the legs, no matter how you're sitting. Additionally, the nerves of the body are firing off, trillions of them, every second. Careful attention to the breath could be extended to these tingling, vibrating sensations that are everywhere in the body. Perhaps you can notice them in the lips. But they're also present everywhere. And they're also here and now. Using breath awareness as your primary resource for present moment awareness, see if you can also be aware of other sensations throughout the body. How the limbs are arranged, any sensations of tingling or vibrating. Very enjoyable practice to cultivate this awareness. Thank you for your practice. I wish you well.